need to sleep now. Now that we've just roused you into the total fiddle tune frenzy of Julian Johnson.
What you do with small children, you just get them real hyper and wear them out. And then
you knock them out with some cold medicine.
Cold medicine, set them on the backhoe.
Or alternatively. Matches today, your outfit?
Yeah.
I see that.
Mine is having a casino
check
withdrawal.
The tuning. Yeah.
they pump oxygen in those places.
Yes,
whatever, but they do not pump humidity into those places. I woke up every night. And my guitar obviously is doing the same.
So maybe that's the problem with my uke. It's going. No, it's just user error. That's what they're saying. All right then. Okay, this is a waltz. Where does it come from?
New Zealand. I guess it's originally a song from New Zealand that someone got a hold of and made popular. And I always forget. I should really just write it down. But it's always interesting because we get a lot of emails from people telling me where the song comes from and its origins. Sometimes they send me MP3s, and it's all very informative. I just have no memory. I enjoy the emails. It's nice to have some correspondence. We do have an email list back there. How's that for a segue? Sign up on our email list.
That was great.
Sign up.
And do keep in touch. We really do read all the emails and respond to most of them. And
you'll find out about the album live at Shuba's.
Yeah. Featuring all of you. You'll have to sign releases as you...
Yeah.
Royalty checks are in the mail.
We'll get sued by that TV station.
They're too dumb.
Green Bay.
No, they're still just, you know, like, talking about that damn games. You know, we played this our first night at the casino, and we were just like really overwhelmed, like all the blinking lights and just the whole thing. Like, what
we
are
played, we played behind a bar, like the other side of the boot bar, like one of those floaty pools. You're talking about where you can swim in the pool, like we were like, you know,
swim over and get a martini.
Yeah. So, well, our first night there, we played during the game, and there was a handful of people that were listening, but the rest, everyone was over by this big screen TV, like over yonder, and
yelling
in that area, yelling.
Lots of yelling.
Some good, some bad, and then people started throwing themselves on the floor. Grown men were crying, and then I sang this song.
The Packers lost right after we started.
Yeah. So, if you would imagine, halfway through this song,
the obscenities being
said. One in particular, this one gentleman who just was not happy, he dropped the F-bomb very loud, right in the middle of the song. And then the night was over, and we thought, wow, we've got two more nights of this. But it got a lot better. It was actually really fun. It really was fun. Anyway, not as much fun as this.